Hi, welcome to Module 11 of SQL Server Essentials for Oracle DBAs. In this module, we will discuss data transport. In other words, methods of exporting data out of your database and importing it into your database, as well as moving data between various data sources. So what we're going to discuss are the tools and functionality that Oracle and SQL Server offer for transporting data out and in, as well as some of the SQL Server tools that allow you to move the data between various data sources. So let's start by looking at the exporting of data. How we can move the data out of the database into flat files or into another data source. In Oracle, you have a data pump export utility. You can also use SQL Plus, DBMS output, or UTL file functionality to output the data from your database into text files. SQL Server offers a large number of tools as well. The main tool for importing and exporting data in SQL Server is integration services. I will be talking about SQL Server integration services in detail a little bit later. It's a full-blown ETL tool. And it's very interesting in all its functionality. Another tool for exporting data as well as importing data from flat files is BCP, or Bulk Copy Program. We will look into that as well. You can, of course, use SQL CMD, just like you can use SQL Plus, to run your queries and output the results into text files. You could use PowerShell. You could use select or print. You could use linked servers to run a query on the local server and output the results to another table on a linked server. So these are some of the options that you have available for exporting the data out of your database. Now, what if you want to import the data back into your database? The possibilities here are similar. In Oracle, you can use Data Pump Import Utility or SQL Plus. You can also use Create Table. SQL Server, you can use Integration Services, BCP, Bulk Insert Transact SQL Command. You could use SQL CMD, PowerShell, Select Into, and Linked Servers. Very often, you would use some combination of those, and your choice of the tool to use will depend on the format, the source of your import, and the format in which you have your data. So if you have text files, you will probably use integration services or BCP. If the data is contained in another data source, in another database server, for instance, you might use linked server and select into. So let's talk a little bit more about the options offered by the SQL Server data transport. There are several bulk copy commands and tools that can be used in SQL Server. First of all, you have the BCP or the bulk copy utility, which is a command line tool for importing and exporting data. I will demonstrate it in a few moments. You can also use bulk insert command from your Transact SQL scripts. And bulk insert command will open the text file and import the content of that text file into your table. The bulk copy API can also be used in your programs. It is available in many database libraries. So you can write programs, for instance, in .NET that use the bulk copy API. Another interesting version is the openrosted command. The openrosted command in SQL Server has a bulk modifier that allows you to import the content of a binary file, treating the entire file as a single value. This is very useful if you want to import a large binary file, for instance, media file, into your SQL Server. If you want to store images or video files, that's a very good option for importing a large file into the database as a single value. So let me now show you the bulk copy program, or BCP, and how it can be used to export and import data. I'll also show you how you can import data using the bulk insert command available in T-SQL. So on my server, I will use the BCP command line tool. So I open the command line, and let's take a look at some of the BCP options that it offers. So the name of the tool is just BCP. I can see the help and the various options that are available. So as you can see, the general syntax is BCP. There is a table or a query that you want to use, typically a table, and you either do perform an in or out operation, so either you import or export data. You can also output a format file that just describes the metadata of the data that would be exported. And then you specify the data file to export to or import from. So let's try to perform a BCP of a particular table. I am interested in exporting data from AdventureWorks. AdventureWorks 2012.humanresources.employee. I would like to export from this table to a text file. But before I do it, I would like to use a I would like to create a format file. So I specify format as the command to use. I won't have a data file, so I specify null, but I would like to specify a format file of escript/emp.fmt. And now I need to specify also the server which I want to connect to. So S, specify the server. It's the local server instance 01. Instance 01. I will use a trusted connection. So I will use Windows authentication to authenticate to that server. And I will be exporting using a native format rather than a character or text file later on when I export. So running this command produces a format file in escript empfmt. So let's take a look at this format file. That format file, when opened in Notepad, looks like this. This is a textual file that describes the metadata of the data that will be contained in our export file. So 11 denotes the version of the BCP utility that was used. 16 is the number of columns that are contained in here. And then we have each column described in terms of its data type, length, in terms also provides the name, etc., etc. So it's basically the metadata for our table. Another option is to create a format file in an XML version. So the only thing that would change would be I would specify XML and I would specify -x that I want to have the XML format file. And by doing that, I get a similar format file in XML format. So that is that might be easier to use programmatically. So, having the format file, I now would like to export the data. So, let's export my employees table to a one of the files. And now I'm going to use an escript empbcp file. So, I'm going to export So I specify the table name. I specify that I want to export the data out. The file to export to, so e script slash emp.bcp. And of course, I have to specify the native format. I need to specify the server. And that I will be using trusted connection. This is how I export the data from the employee table into a textual file. That's actually not a text file. It's a special native format file that is used by the BCP utility. Oops, I think I have a typo there in the server name. So, inst01, there we go, and I copied 290 rows in just 204 milliseconds, so with average of over 1400 rows per second, and you can see that the EMP-BCP file was created, and if I open this file with Notepad, you can see that this is a binary file containing encoded data. So this is not a textual comma-separated format or tab-separated format. It is actually a special native SQL Server format. If I now would like to import the data back into my SQL Server, let me first create a new empty table. So I have a command here that will, using select into, will create a new table called employee2, and that's going to be a completely empty table, zero rows. We can check if there's anything there. That's an empty table, and I would like to import my file into this table. So now, this time, I'm going to specify that I am importing into employee2 from the escripts emp-bcp file using native format from that server, and I need to specify the format file of escripts slash emp.fmt. That's the format file that describes the content of the file that I am importing in. So if I run this again, even faster than exporting. So in only 62 milliseconds, I have imported 290 rows back into the database, and you can see that those rows are now present in the employee2 table. So having the data in that file allows me to very easy import it back to a database. So this is an example of how you could use BCP for both exporting as well as importing data. Another option that we could use is to use a bulk insert. So let me create yet another empty table called employee3. That table is empty. And I can use bulk insert command to essentially perform the same operation I performed a few moments ago using BCP. So I am importing into human resources employee3 table from escripts emp-bcp file using an XML format file that I generated before and using a batch size of 100 rows. So essentially committing the transaction every 100 rows. If I run this command, as you can see, it inserted 100 rows, another 100, and then another 90 for the total of 290 rows. And we can verify that 290 rows were imported into human resources employee. These are two easiest and also most performant options for importing and exporting data. So in this demo, you've seen how we can export the data into in and out of SQL Server using BCP from the command line, and how we can import data contained in a textual file using bulk insert command. These are some of the best options. Another good option would be to use SQL Server Integration Services. Now, SQL Server Integration Services is a full-blown ETL platform. So it can be used to extract, transform, and load data between various data sources. SQL Server Integration Services is so powerful, I know companies who are using SQL Server Integration Services even though they are not using the SQL Server database engine. They just bought the SQL Server license for the integration services and the ability to perform very complicated data workflows. Now, SQL Server Integration Services is a set of tools that can be used to perform various extract, transform, and load operations. You can build very advanced data workflows and very advanced data manipulation. So you can basically connect to any data source, suck the data out of that data source, perform various operations on that data as you go, and then insert that data into another source. You can pretty much use any OLEDB compliant data source or destination. Integration services has packages as its unit of deployment and execution. So you create so-called packages, and a package has a control flow that controls the steps of what you're trying to do there, as well as data flow that controls how the data will be flowing between your source and destination. Those packages can be built in a couple different ways. The best method and the fully featured method is to use SQL Server Integration Services Designer in Business Intelligence Development Studio. You can also use Import-Export Wizard to create simple packages. Import-Export Wizard, I will demonstrate it a little bit later, allows you to perform simple import-export operations. And you can execute that import-export right away, or you can create a package that describes the steps that are used for that import-export. You can also use Database Export Utility to generate those integration services packages. We will look into how we can create an integration services package using the designer in just a few moments. But let me first talk about the elements of integration services. So the package that you use to create, design, and define what it is that we want to do contains a number of elements. So we have control flow elements, tasks, and containers, and precedence constraints that define how we go from one task to another. We have data flow elements that define the data flow that we will be performing, how we will be importing or exporting data, what type of data transformations we will be performing against this data. And you can see some of those data flow elements on your screen right now. So as you can see, there is a number of various operations that you can perform against this data. You can also have event handlers. You can have variables that can be used to configure and modify the behavior of your package. You can have configurations coming from ini files or XML files or being retrieved from the database. So you can essentially build packages that are very flexible and very robust and can perform multiple tasks. So the tools that are available for creation and execution of packages are Integration Services Import-Export Wizard. That is a simple wizard for importing and exporting data but it can assist you in creating a simple package. And then based on that simple package, you can perform additional tasks and customize that package to perform some more advanced operations. Another option is SQL Server Integration Services Designer inside either SQL Server Data Tools or inside Visual Studio. So that graphical designer allows you to build any type of integration services package and create, design very complex workflows and very complex data flows against a great many data sources. Then you have also tools for executing your packages. So you have execution utilities, both command line as well as with the graphical user interfaces. You can store your packages either inside the database or you can store them as DTSX files in your file system. So let me now show you how we can create a simple integration services package using Integration Services Designer in Visual Studio. The scenario here is very simple. I have a query that grabs the data from multiple tables, and I want to export the results of that query into two separate tables. My marketing manager asked me to provide a list of addresses, but two separate lists, one for the US addresses and one for non-US addresses. So we will start by just running the query so you can see what the query returns. This is the query that I will use as my data source. Basically, this is the query that that generates the data that I'm interested in. And it returns about 19,000 rows, exactly 18,798. And I would like to put this data into two separate tables. And I want to do that using a query here. I want to do that using Integration Services because I know it's a tool, it's a task that we will be performing frequently. So what I will do, I will create two separate tables, one called US address list and another called non-US address list. Those two tables are designed to hold the data for those two types of addresses separately. So we can check that the tables are now empty, and I would like to use this query to populate those tables. In order to create a new integration services package, I will start Visual Studio. So I'm starting a Visual Studio here. And of course, I'm not going to be using Visual Studio to program anything. I'm not going to be running, creating, and developing any C# program. I will just create a new business intelligence project called Integration Services Project. And that Integration Services Project will contain, by default, it will contain one empty package, and I want to create that package, basically describing and defining a data flow. So on my control flow tab that defines what we want to do and in what order, what tasks we want to perform, I will just add a data flow task because that's the only thing that I need in this case. But as you can see here in that Integration Services toolbox, I could be performing other tasks. I could be, for instance, downloading files from FTP or executing an external process or parsing an XML or sending an email, etc., etc. There are various options and various tasks that you can perform. But in this case, we are just interested in moving the data between a source and a destination. So I created a data flow task here. And I double click on that data flow task, I'm taken to the data flow tab here, where I can specify all the data flow elements that I would like to perform. So the first thing that I need is I need to have a data source. So I'm going to use an OLEDB data source and connect that OLEDB data source to my SQL Server. So I need to define a new OLEDB connection, and that connection will be against my instance 01 using Windows authentication, and I will be connecting to AdventureWorks 2012. So that's basically a simple connection to my local instance of the database engine to the AdventureWorks database. Now, the data access mode, or in other words, how do I want to get the data out of this database, I could either grab an entire table or I can run a SQL command. So in this case, I'm interested in running a query and using that query as my data source. So I provide the query, I can parse it, make sure that it parses successfully. I can also preview, so I can preview the data returned by the query. This query, this database, and the query run within that database will be my data source. And I can see all the columns being returned and whether I want to have all those columns or not. I could, for instance, if I didn't want the city column, I could just unselect it and the city column would not be returned. But in this case, I want all the columns. This is my entire data source. This is my source data set. And let's call it, let's maybe change the name here and let's call it addresses source. So this is my my data source. Now I would like to put this data into two separate tables. So the next step that I need to somehow separate the addresses coming from this query into two separate streams for US addresses and for non-US addresses. So I'm going to use a conditional split operator. And the conditional split operator here, I have to connect the output of the address's source to the input of the conditional split. And within that conditional split, I would like to move to basically separate the data based on the country region code. So I'm going to specify a condition that says country region code equals US and country region code does not equal US. And these are the two conditions that I'm interested in, and I'm going to call the first output US addresses and the other output, non-US addresses. So now I have two separate outputs that will be coming out from this conditional split. Depending on the value in the country region code column, I will be separating those rows into two separate outputs. There is actually a third output. If I had any rows that wouldn't match either of those criteria, there would be. There's also the default output that those rows would belong to. But in this case, because of how my conditions are defined, the row will either be in the US addresses or the non-US addresses output. So with this conditional split, I can now send the rows into two separate destinations. So I'm interested in putting the data into OLEDB destination. And the first destination, actually we'll have to connect this first. So the output from the conditional split that I'm interested in is US addresses. And that will be the output from the conditional split is the input for the OLEDB destination. So basically all my US addresses will go to this destination. Now I have to provide the configuration for this destination. And the configuration here, of course, is that I'm connecting to the same database and I want to load the data into a table called Person US Address List. So this is the table I would like to send all my US addresses to. I can review the mappings, make sure that the column mappings between the input and the table I'm loading the data in is correct. In this case, all the mappings were established based on the fact that the columns have the same names. And with that, I have my US address list here. So let's rename it and US addresses. This is where the US addresses output will go. And I would like to send the other output into a separate OLEDB destination. So now non-US addresses output should go to another table in my database. That table is called Person Non-US Address List. Making sure that the mappings are okay. I can rename the component, the destination specification to non-US addresses. And with this, I actually designed a reusable data flow that I can use to import data from one source and output it to two separate sources based on a particular condition. This is a very simple example. In reality, the integration services packages can be much more complicated than this. So let me save my package, and I can actually run it in this Visual Studio here just by clicking Start Debugging or by hitting F5. So basically, it will run the package for me. And if I run the package, you can visually see how the package executes. Let me just close some of those, because we don't really need those. You can see how it executes and that all operators executed completely and successfully. And you can see that there was 18,798 rows coming from the source, going to the conditional split, with 8,127 going to the US addresses, and the remaining 10,671 going to the non-US addresses destination. So again, I took the data from one source, sent it to two separate destinations, and we can verify by querying the data in my database that the US address list and non-US address list tables were in fact populated with the data. So that was an example of how you can use integration services to build a data flow and move the data between various data sources. Once again, the integration services does not need to be used against SQL Server source or destination. You could use integration services to transform the, to move the data and transform the data between any OLEDB data source. If you need to copy the data between MySQL and Oracle or DB2 and SQL Server, you can do it. Anything that has OLEDB provider, you can connect to and use as either a data source or destination. In another demo, I would like to show you a simple version of the same process called Import-Export Wizard. So in this demo, we will copy the data ad hoc using Import-Export Wizard. If the import-export that you need to perform is a kind of single, one-off operation, you probably don't want to spend your time creating a deliberate package, you know, integration services package. So maybe it's easier to just use import-export wizard. Let's see if we could copy the data using import-export wizard. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to truncate the US address list completely, empty it, and then re-import it using ad hoc method. So I'm going to take my my data, my query here, and the only thing I will change is I'm going to add a condition that says country region code is US. So now I'm only interested in US addresses. So US. So I'd only get the 8,127 US addresses, and those US addresses I would like to import back into my person US address list table. The way I can do it from the Object Explorer, clicking on my AdventureWorks 2012 database, tasks, import data or export data, it doesn't matter in this case because I use this database as both source and destination. So let's say I will specify export data. And this is a simple wizard that allows you to define the process of importing and exporting data easier than the integration services designer. So I'm going to click next. The data source is already specified for me because I executed the wizard in the context of AdventureWorks database, so it already performs connection to the AdventureWorks database. Now I have to specify what my destination is, and there's a number of possible destinations. We could use a data provider for Oracle or for SQL Server. We could use Microsoft Excel, or we could use flat file destination and just dump the results into a textual file. But in this case, I want to use a SQL native client, and I want to use the same instance. Instance 01, the same database, AdventureWorks. And now it asks me how I would like to copy the data. And I can copy data from one or more tables or views. So basically treat each table or each view as potential data source and just mark the tables I'm interested in. Or I can write a query to specify data to transfer. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I already have a query. Here's my query that gets me the data I'm interested in. And I want to copy the results of this query into another database. So next, we can preview the data. We can see what the query returns, what are the columns here. And my source is a query, and my destination within that database should be a table called US address list. So that's the table I want to use as a data destination. We can edit mappings. And again, the mappings here are established automatically based on the fact that the columns have the columns in the source and in the destination have the same names. I can specify whether the wizard should delete any existing rows in the destination table or just append rows to the destination table. And when I click next, I can have a choice of either running this import job immediately or saving the integration services or potentially both. So let's save the integration services package in a file system. So we can run it immediately, but at the same time also save it into a package. We can call it test package. And it's going to be saved in my documents for administrator. So next, finish. And the wizard actually performs the import for me. So you, as you can see, everything went successfully here. Established connection, run the query, copied 8,127 27 rows and save the package for me as well. So close, and I can verify the data was re-imported. So if you need to perform a one-off, single data import or export, using import-export wizard is probably easier than using integration services. But just to show you the test package that was created by the import-export wizard, we can edit it in Visual Studio. And we can see that there is a source and destination. It's a very simple package. It's not performing all the fancy logic that I built into my package where it actually separated the data into two separate streams. In this case, we have a simple A to B import, but it's designed here in the package. And if I wanted to use that package as a starting point for something maybe more involved and more complicated, I could easily do that. All the destinations, all the source and destination information is already defined for it. So these are the two main options for creating DTS packages and moving the data between various sources and destination. The easier way is to use the import-export wizard. That's a kind of quick, one-off, simple import-export. If you want to perform something more complicated, you probably want to design your own integration services package using the package designer. So in this module, we've discussed all the various tools that are available in both SQL Server and Oracle for importing and exporting data. And I have demonstrated the bulk copy program, bulk insert, as well as integration services and import-export wizard. These are some of the best tools for importing and exporting data, especially if you want to perform a high-performance import. Thank you very much for watching, and in Module 12, we will discuss backup and recovery.